Thankful for the peace of God. I'm thankful for His goodness. And I'm a blessed man tonight. I thank God for that. I have a great interest and a desire in your prayers tonight. My subject is very simple. And I'm going to kind of maybe lead off a little bit where Brother Luke left off last night, though I believe he'd done an absolute outstanding job covering his subject. My subject tonight is help me. Help me. Simple, but effective. Still to this day, I can do nothing without the help of God. And I mean nothing. I need His direction and guidance every step of my life. Brother Luke spoke the other night that he desires to be in the center of God's will, and that's where I desire to be. And I realize and I can see the effect that it has in my life when I'm not in the center of God's will. So we need His help. I want to take for a reading lesson tonight. We're going to go to the 15th chapter of Matthew. And we'll also be taking some text from the 116th division of the book of Psalms. Matthew in the 15th chapter. Though these few scriptures seem very small, they are some of my favorite in all the New Testament Bible. Someone asked me a long time ago, they said, "What is your favorite scripture?" And I don't really know. It seems like the more that I dig in God's Word, the more favorites I have, though I'm partial to Proverbs in the 3rd chapter, 5th and 6th verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. But tonight, these scriptures are very special. So with the Lord's help, I want to try to take for a reading lesson in the 15th chapter of Matthew, starting in the 22nd verse. Tonight I want to encourage you, if you're here and lost, to seek the Lord, and certainly you do not have to wait for me to be done preaching. I want you to be saved. And I want you to know what God has given you. I want you to be satisfied in what God has given you. And there may be people, I've talked to people through the years that said, "Well, how can you know that you've been saved?" They say, "Well, I hope that I'm saved. I hope that I go to heaven. But I'm thankful tonight that I've got a no-so kind of salvation." Amen. I'm thankful tonight if you want to know, God will let you know. So tonight I pray that if you maybe have some concern, or if you just have a desire to want to be saved, this altar's open. And I want to say this. This altar here years ago was referred to as a mourner's bench. It has no power in it. It has no virtue. But it's a good place to come to be around God's people. I want to encourage you tonight. There's people that'll say, "Well, I want to be saved, but I will not go to that altar." And my friend, tonight, unless you're willing to surrender everything and get everything out of your way tonight, this altar may very well be what's standing in your way. I don't know what's standing in your way, but you need to go all the way with Jesus. All the way. So here it is, 22nd verse. The 15th chapter of Matthew. It says, "Behold, a woman of Canaan, came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So here we have a woman, and I'll get over to Psalms just in a minute, but here we have a woman that she was a Syrophoenician woman. And we see here that Jesus had come unto these coasts of Canaan. And this woman is here. And he was sent, as we know, he went into his own, as we said the other night. And he went into his own, and they received him not. And here it is, as Brother Luke was speaking last night in reference to these, as far as calling them out in their traditions and calling them hypocritical in the way that they thought and the way that they practiced. And tonight, I want you to know here that, and I'll try to get into this just a little bit, but as he went here unto this woman, now I don't know just exactly how this woman had come to hear about Jesus, but obviously she had heard about who he was and what he could do. And as we read in the Bible, and I'm sure a lot of us are familiar tonight with the stories and the things that Jesus has done, I'm thankful that we can go back in the Old Testament, and when we read about the angel of the Lord, that was Jesus. When we read about the Lord had spoken and to Adam and Eve, and he had prophesied about that there would be one to come, that a seed would be born, and born of a woman that would, though his heel would be crushed, that he would bruise Satan's head, and he was prophesying about the Lord Jesus. Even there in the very beginning, when we read about the beginning of the world, and we read about how that it says in the beginning, God created. Let me just read that. I don't want to mess nothing up tonight. It says, in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. Now, I don't believe that it's talking about that there was sunlight that shined out. I believe he was talking about Jesus Christ. He was the light that had shined out. So even though we read throughout all the Old Testament and we hear about the things that Jesus had done, yes, he was present in the Old Testament. And then we read about the New Testament Bible and we read about the miracles and the things that he done. We read about how that he healed those that was blind. We read about how that those that were lame and couldn't walk. We read about how that he raised the dead. But do you know the greatest thing that he said that he come to do? He said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's what he came to do. And all of those things were evidence of his power. All of those things were evidence of who he was. So this woman, she had heard about what Jesus could do. And as she cried unto him, she said, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Now I want you to understand something tonight. This woman, she had a need. She had a need. And she went to the one that she had heard about that could help her. Now tonight I want you to know that as Brother Luke said last night, you've got a heart problem. And my friend, you've got something that is affecting the whole world tonight, which is sin. And my friend, tonight, the only one that can cure it, the only one that can help you, is Jesus Christ. Now this woman, she began to cry out, and she said, Have mercy on me. And it says that he answered her not a word.
And my friend, that's oftentimes I've thought of that. Here is Jesus, and this woman is coming to him because she has a need. But yet he answered her not a word. And my friend, tonight I want you to know that you've got to keep seeking God until you hear from him. And my friend, tonight nobody can tell you whether you're lost, and nobody can tell you whether you're saved, but only the Lord Jesus. Now, I'll tell you tonight, I have never heard him speak to me audibly, but thank you, Lord, I've heard him speak to my heart. I know his voice, as Brother Luke talked about last night. But it says that he answered her not a word. And my friend, tonight, you may have been praying, you may have been seeking for a long time. Maybe tonight you may be confused about where you stand, and you're wondering whether in yourself, why doesn't God speak to me? My friend, but listen, she was persistent. She didn't give up. Listen to what she said. Listen, she said, and his disciples came and sought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." And it says, the Lord answered and said, "I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And she came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." Now listen tonight. I realize that as children of God, we need to be able to worship the Lord. We've got a need here tonight with lost people. Listen to me. I want you to know this woman, her daughter was vexed with the devil. And my friend, I believe her daughter was lost. And she knew that the Lord could heal her. And my friend, tonight, the only one that can help our children is Jesus. Now listen to me. The other night, when Braxton come up here as a parent, and I don't mean to get off on all this, I'm just going to tell you what my heart is. And Braxton come up here as a parent, bless your heart, I don't think anything in this world can prepare you for that. And it come down to a point to where I said, "Lord, if it's going to happen, it's going to have to be you." And he looked up at me and he said, "Daddy, I don't know if I got it." And I said, "Honey, you've got to know. You've got to know." Listen tonight. We need to have a concern about lost people. And I'm thankful tonight that the church is getting in working order. We need to stay that away. We need to stay that away. There's a need tonight for lost people to be saved. Listen. She was persistent. After she cried out, and he didn't answer her a word. She didn't just give up and decide that I'm done, I'm finished. No, she went back again. She said, "I'm not leaving until I get what I've come for." And my friend tonight, don't you give up until you get what you've come for. Don't you leave this place tonight until you get what you've come for. My friend, leave tonight satisfied with what God's give you. She was persistent, you see. And she come down here and she worshiped the Lord. Worship the Lord. Now I want you to think about what she said. She said, "Help me. Help me." Church, I don't know how you feel, but I can't do nothing on my own unless God helps me. My friend, you know the first time that I believe God helped me? When I was a nine-year-old little boy, and he's probably helped me multiple times as a young man, and I never even knew it. God has intervened in my life multiple times, and I didn't know it. But the first time that God helped me, and I know that he helped me, was as a nine-year-old little boy calling out to him to be saved. My friend, I want you to know tonight, as Brother Luke was saying the other night, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Least any man should boast. It's not of yourself. There's not. Listen tonight. You have to go to the Lord. You have to seek Him. He has to draw you. But my friend, it's not of you. There's nothing you can do but seek Him. Trust Him completely. But listen to me. It's His salvation. He's the one that gives it. He's the one that does the saving. It's all His from the beginning down to the end. He's the one that helps. Now listen, If it's not of us, it has to be of God. That's the reason none of us can boast. She said, "Help me, Lord." So what is it tonight that we need to be asking? Now listen to me. When I was young, I'm telling you tonight that you can't muster up enough faith tonight to believe on your own. He's got to grant it to you. You can't muster up that kind of faith when the world that we live in tells you there's no heaven. Listen, that hell is make-believe. Listen, they say, they've got all kinds of things that can look out into space and they've never seen evidence of a heaven. I'll tell you, the Apostle Paul tells me he took a trip there, brethren. He said he got a vision of the third heaven. And my friend tonight, Jesus Christ testifies of it. When he told his disciples, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "You believe in God, believe also in me." He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." He said, "If it were not so, I would have told you." Jesus Christ has gone to prepare a place. But my friend, what God grants tonight, it's not of this world. It's heavenly. I read about a man by the name of Naaman. He was a leper. He got instruction what he was to do. But he began to think upon himself. He said, "Well, I thought if I could have just been baptized here 7 times in Damascus," he said, "why is it I must journey all this way?" You know what the problem with him was? He said, "I thought." The world wants to try to figure this thing out. And listen to me tonight. You can't figure it out. You can't figure it out on your own. It's something God has to help you with. She come and worshiped him. You know what it finally gets down to? Is when you come to the end of yourself. And you see him for what he is. And even if it takes your own life. And people say, "Preacher, that's a pretty strong saying to say, I'm willing to die right here, Lord, if you just save me." Listen to me, that's where you got to get to tonight. You've got to lose it all, everything, give everything up tonight. And you say, "Preacher, you mean I got to give everything?" And I mean everything. If you're hanging on to anything in this world, bless your heart. I'm sorry, but you ain't going to get there. Jesus Christ has got to be everything to you. Everything. Well, he tells us in the Scriptures. He tells us we've got to be willing to forsake mother, father, brother, everything. Listen to me. If you're hanging on to parents, if you're hanging on to things of this world, of things that's happened in your life, if you're hanging on to things of this world, listen to me, you're not going to get there. You've got to be willing to let it all go. And Jesus has to be everything. You say, "Preacher, that's a pretty strong saying." Listen to me. Jesus wants to be number one in your life. Number one. It says she worshiped him. Now listen to me. You don't know how to worship him yet if you're lost. But boy, I tell you this. When he saves you, you'll know how to worship him then. But she said, "Help me." Now, listen to what he says. He answered her and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." My friend tonight, when you think about who and what we are, though we were not born in Israel, though we are not Jewish by nature, my friend, we're Gentiles. I'm thankful tonight that God seen fit to love the whole world. I'm thankful tonight that it's a whosoever salvation. I'm thankful tonight that it says that God so loved the world, each and every person, that His Son, He gave Him. my friend, tonight, that his whole life, that we might be saved. It says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. Tonight, God loves each and every person here. But my friend, tonight, I want you to know that we must understand who we are. And listen to what this lady says. She said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's plate." And tonight, I want you to understand something. See, I know what I am. I know what I am. I know that I'm no good, you see. I think about what Paul says. Paul said, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might shew forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life eternal." He said that he came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And my friend, we're talking about the great Apostle Paul. My friend, I'm thankful tonight that Jesus loves sinners. My friend, tonight I want you to understand that I believe tonight that there ought to be some mourning. And I believe there ought to be some weeping, whether that comes out from the mouth or not. You don't have to say a word when you're praying to God. But my friend, your heart, my friend, will be crying out. I believe it'll be pouring out before God. You'll want to be saved. You might not ever utter a word, but my friend, that heart will be pouring out. She realized who she was. She said, "Lord, I know I'm a dog." You know what we are tonight? America thinks a lot of our dogs now. We really do. But dogs in the Old Testament, they didn't think a whole lot of them back then. And that's what Gentiles was looked at as, dogs. They was the scum of the earth. And here was Jesus, she said, "Yea, Lord." She said, "I know I'm a dog." She said, "But let me eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table." Well, I'm thankful tonight that I'm still just eating from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. But boy, I tell you what, them crumbs have filled me up down through the years. I've been full. I'm thankful for God's help. I'm thankful God is still helping. Tonight, lost friend, if you're going to be saved, it's going to be because Jesus has helped you. Listen to what the writer here in Psalms says. He said, "I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death can pass me, and the pains of hell got upon me, and I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple, and I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, and my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Whew. And I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living." Listen, it's all because Jesus Christ helped me. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to pray. But I'm telling you, I finally come to the end of myself, and he helped me. If you're ever going to be saved, he's going to have to help you. Listen to me, what David says here. He's declaring why he loves the Lord. And my friend tonight, I love him. I love him. You know what a friend does? A friend helps you. And my friend tonight, there's no greater friend in this world than Jesus Christ. There's nobody else in this world. There's none other name given under heaven whereby a man must be saved. Listen to me. Jesus Christ. He said, "I love the Lord." because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Boy, I love him too because he's heard me. He said, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore I call upon him as long as I live. Now he talks about the sorrows of death can pass him and the pains of hell got upon him. He said, I found trouble and sorrow. Now listen to me tonight. I'm thankful there needs to... I'll be honest with you, I'm thankful for trouble. I didn't know what peace was until the trouble was gone, you see. I'm thankful for the trouble that God sent my way. I'm thankful that God let me know that I was lost and separated from Him. And without Him, I had no hope in this world. I'm thankful that He convicted me. I'm thankful He brought me down to a place that I seen myself, my friend, with no hope. My family going to heaven without me. I'm thankful tonight that I felt that. And then when God saved me, He rode that trouble away. And I'm thankful tonight that I've never had that trouble again. I know people that have. They've never been lost before. I'm thankful I've never been lost again. But I know people that have been confused. But I want to tell you tonight that God can help you figure that out. And He's the only one that can. He's the only one that can let you know. I'm thankful, I'll tell you, and y'all may be different than me, but I'm thankful that I can go back in my mind. As a 9-year-old little boy, I'm thankful that God can take me back, and I've never had another place and time where God has ever revealed to me what He's done for me as that little boy. Well, there ain't no doubt it for me. I'm thankful that God can take me back. Listen, ask God to take you back tonight. Lord, if it happened, show me. Help me, Lord. Show me what You've done for me. Lord, take me back to that time and that place, Lord, where You revealed it to me. It says, then the Lord, He said, I called upon the Lord and I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Now listen to me. I've told you before, I didn't know what to pray. Lost person, if you're here tonight, you need to be listening. Satan wants to distract you with many things, but you need to hear the Word of God. Now listen. I don't know what your prayer will be. I'll be honest with you, I don't remember anything that I said that night. I can't recall a single word I prayed, but I'm going to tell you this. I believe in all of my heart that somebody is saved at the end of a sincere prayer, brother. When we stand up on the days of the week and we sing that song while I was praying. My friend, when I was praying, that's when the Lord stepped in and saved me. And I mean a prayer from a sincere heart. I mean from the bottom of everything that you've got. And my friend, it ain't much, but if you go all the way, I'm thankful if you go all the way, He'll meet you there. You go all the way with everything you've got, my friend, and Jesus Christ Himself will meet you there. He will. Now listen. This is all that we have recorded, what David said. He said, oh Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. My friend tonight, I don't know what your prayer will be. And my friend, you may not have to utter a word, but my friend, it'll have to come from the heart. You'll have to be begging and crying out to God, help me. Help me. I've been saved. Me and Jessica was talking about the other day. I've been saved this next month, this next week. I'll be saved 28 years. And I don't remember what day it was on. But I'm still praying, Lord, help me. Every time I go down in prayer, Lord, help me. I still need His help. Still need His help. And you're going to need His help. He said, righteous is the Lord. And He said, gracious is the Lord, and righteous ye are. God is merciful. He said, for grace are you saved through faith. Grace. We call it unmerited favor. Let me just boil it down to you. It's God's mercy. It's His loving kindness that He has for us. It's all and through by Him and by His grace. We don't deserve anything God does for us. But yet He loves us. He loves us. He loves us so much. The Bible talks about the determinate counsel before the foundation of the world was ever laid. He knew man was going to fail. And He said, Father, I'll go. And I'll pay a price that they cannot pay. My friend, Jesus Christ came to seek and to save sinners. As Paul said, I am the chief. My friend and I feel in my heart I know who the chief of sinners is. Me. But I'm thankful God showed mercy to me. And that's what David said. He said, gracious is the Lord. Mercy. Why? Well, what is it that David said over there in the 40th Psalm? Let's just read it. Y'all pray for me. I don't know how much longer I'll be. David says there in the 40th Psalm. He says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. And out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, and He established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. He said, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such turn aside to lies. He said, He brought me up out of a horrible pit. He said, He set me up on a solid rock. He established my goings, my friend. You're not going anywhere tonight unless the Lord Jesus establishes your goings. You might think you're going somewhere in this life. But my friend, if you die without God, never and hadn't known Him, my friend, the only place that you're going is hell. And I know that sounds hard. And it sounds harsh. But my friend, it's the truth. Listen, David said, the Lord preserveth the simple. He said, I was brought low, and He helped me. My friend, tonight you're going to have to be brought low. You know who does the bringing low? Jesus does. He does the convicting. He does the drawing. My friend, you might want to be saved more than anything, and I hope you do tonight. But listen to me tonight. He's the one that does the work. He's got to do the drawing. There's a many of sinners that's got hard-hearted over the years. God's knocked on their heart and they've resisted Him. They've sat back and rejected God. And Lord, tonight if you're in that shape, ask God to deal with you. Ask God to deal with you. You need to be dealt with. You need to feel that trouble in your heart. You need to know tonight where you stand. You need to be saved. What happens if the Lord says tomorrow, I'm done. Go get them. Go get my children. And that's it, and it's finished. And you say, well, preacher, this thing's been going on for over 2,000 years. I'm going to tell you, folks, I don't know when the Lord's coming back, but you better believe He's coming. He's coming. You know the only reason why I believe He ain't? Because He's merciful. The Bible says He's long-suffering towards them that none should perish. That's why the world today says, well, if God loved us, why does He let things happen? I'm going to tell you right now, not everything that happens is God's will. People don't like that, but it says that it's His will that none should perish. You know what? Some perish. But it's not His will that they do. But I'm going to tell you this tonight. God loves you far beyond what you can imagine. He loves you so much that He sent His only Son that He might lay down His life for you. He said, they don't take my life. He said, but I lay it down. And He said, if I lay it down, He said, I've got power to take it up again. Listen to me. He said, I was brought low and He helped me. I don't know if I've ever felt so helpless as I did the other night. But I'm thankful that God helped him. There's only so far that daddy can go. There's only so far that mama can go. there's only so far that grandparents and nieces and nephews and grandparents and all these, there's only so far that the church can go. And you know what has to happen? It has to come down between them and God. And the Lord will be the one to help you. Has God ever helped you? Boy, He's helped me. You know what the writer here goes on to say? He says, return unto rest. You know that's exactly what happened to me? That trouble? That heart was hurting? You know what happened? It returned to rest. Oh, I had peace. It returned to rest. It was in a different place than what it was when I come that night. You see, I had rest. He said, for the Lord had dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death and my eyes from tears and my feet from falling. He says, I'll walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Tonight, listen to me. He helped me when He saved me. He's helped me all of my life. And when I draw my last breath, you know what He's going to do? He's going to help me again. See, salvation, to me, it ain't just about one of these days. I told Braxton last night, I don't mean to get emotional here. I told him, I said, son, I said, Daddy's going to go away one day. Daddy's not always going to be around. My daddy wasn't always around. But the Lord will be a friend that will help him throughout this life. See, it's not just about being saved and going home to be with the Lord. Oh, that's special to know that one day after a while I'll walk in the land of the living. But my friend, I'm talking about somebody that'll help you through this life. He'll go with you. He'll be a friend to you. My friend, a friend. When it seems like the whole world has turned, my friend, there'll be Jesus. I love that song the McCaney's sang. It says that He was right there in the middle. And my friend, there's Jesus right there in the middle. My whole life, He's been right there in the middle. Right there in the middle. Tonight, I'm thankful for a praying church, but we can only go so far with you. And Jesus Christ tonight's going to have to help you. You want to be saved? You want to get this settled in your heart tonight? My friends, you're going to have to recognize I don't know. I feel like I need to be done. I know there's more I could probably read, but I don't feel the need to. Tonight, won't you seek God while there's still time to be saved? The only one that can help you, truly help you, is Jesus. Are you carrying that burden? I told you last night what it felt like was for me is I felt like I had a rock on me that was suffocating me so much that I couldn't breathe. Are you tired of packing that old heavy burden? Are you tired tonight?
him and seek him tonight. He'll be the greatest friend that you ever had. Go ahead.
Amen. 232. Heavenly Highway.